Composers commissioned to write a piece of music can breathe a momentary sigh of financial, if not creative, relief.
Part of what sweetens the celebration of jazz greats is nourishing new ones. That's why the Kimmel Center's artistic director, Jay Wall, first noticed and then decided to fill a need.
There's not a plethora of jazz-focused organizations in this city who are commissioning new work.
That's the regular commission of new work, with financial support, a commission fee, performance expenses. In 2013, when the Kimmel's annual jazz residency program for aspiring local composers took off, Wall didn't know what to expect.
And my first question was, well, who is the jazz community? You know, you think to yourself, where are the musicians who are interested in doing this? You know, I kind of assume there are a lot of them because we have such good talent here, but you don't really know that until you ask the question.
Around 40 aspiring local composers pitched their project ideas that first year, and the number has held steady since, so far with two or three commissions awarded annually. A serious boost for jazz artists who first have to show they can write music.
For some musicians, you know, it's them putting a recording device next to a piano and they play, and that's great. This isn't about whether you're a sophisticated producer of records. This is about whether you're a composer of jazz.
Who can pitch a musical idea captivating enough to sway high-powered ears from outside the local community by design, including experts from the Kennedy Center, Jazz at Lincoln Center, and the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra. The annual residency culminates with a world premiere in June and provides coveted space to grow in between.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.